It's Friday, July 14th, 2017. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Carver Center for Public Radio is Becca Martin-Brown, who happens to be the features editor for the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And Becca, that means you oversee the Friday tab that's called What's Up. You also oversee the Free Weekly.
Yes.
Have I missed anything?
And the Our Town section, the religion section, and the profile section.
That's why she can come in every week and know everything that's going on.
No, that's why I come in every week, is because they can't find me here.
All right, what do we got this week?
So tonight, Opera in the Ozarks.
Yes.
Carmen is tonight. This happens at 7:30 at Inspiration Point in Eureka Springs. You can go into Eureka and have dinner somewhere, come back out to the opera. Tickets are $10 to $30. And Carmen is probably the most melodramatic of the operas they're doing this summer.
Of this summer. I thought you were going to say of all operas. And I said, that's a high bar. Yeah.
But of the ones they're doing this summer, it's Marriage of Figaro, Susanna, and Carmen.
And Jack and the Beanstalk.
Is there.
Yeah. You know, you're right. I'd go with you there.
There's a band playing at Backspace in Fayetteville tonight, starting at 7. Actually, there are four bands playing. Neon Glittery, Open Fields, PZA, and a band called Zigtebra. She's the zebra, he's the tiger. They met doing dance in Chicago and decided to get together and do musicals and puppetry and short plays and make music.
Okay.
And then there's Kiss Me, Kate.
Opens tonight at the ACO.
Won the first Tony Award ever presented for Best Musical. He's nodding because he knew this.
1949.
It is just plain frothy. A troupe of actors who have all their own issues who are opening a musical version of The Taming of the Shrew in Baltimore. It's almost a 1949 version of Noises Off with music. And here's the fun part. The director is Coleman Ray Clark, who is a Fayetteville High School graduate who started his own theater company when he was in high school, for heaven's sake. That happens at 7:30 tonight. Also Saturday, Sunday afternoon, and again
next weekend.
Saturday morning. It's Airport Day at the Arkansas Air and Military Museum Fayetteville. They have pancakes starting at 8:30.
All right.
They have lunch starting at 11:30. They have music, and they have a special guest, Frank Brooks, who helped build the White Hangar. It costs $10 to get into this if you're an adult.
And you get the pancakes with that?
And you get the pancakes and the lunch with that. From 9 to 11, you can go to Cooking Local at the Farmer's Market on the Fayetteville Square. It costs you nothing to do this. Heather Artripe is the chef today from Ozark Natural Foods, and she's going to do a cooking demo, and they're going to hand out recipes, and you get to taste things free. Or you can go to Third Saturday. This happens from 10 to 11 at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale. Special guest is Teresa Griffith, who is owner of Griffith Pottery Works, and will be demonstrating what she does.
Will she have a pottery wheel?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
And it's free. Saturday evening, three choices. The Sons of Otis Malone. They're performing at a cookout and ice cream social at Timber Ridge Amphitheater in Siloam Springs at 5:30 tomorrow. It's $12 to get in. Firefly Fling is tomorrow night in Fayetteville. At the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks, they're going to have glowing games and fire dancing, and Jules Taylor is going to be there as Shaky Bugs doing music for the kids and doing her wish weaving project. This is $4 to $11 in advance, $4 kids, $11 adults, through noon Saturday, and then 5 to 15 at the gate. Hank Williams Jr., you know he's going to be at the Amp. He says that he likes Arkansas, but he'd rather be here fishing. He performs at 7:30. Saturday tickets start at $41.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.